Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Well, Grand Rising, everybody. So excited to be here this morning. We are in Valentine's month, and later on today, I will be bringing on my Valentine's girl, Fagala. Today is her birthday. So we're going to also be celebrating her, I think it's called her golden birthday because she's 7 years old on February 7th. Michelle can let me know that later when she gets on here. So today we're talking about something that's very near and dear to my heart. It's self-care, and self-care is not selfish. And that's the title of our show. It's not selfish. You need to care for yourself. And so Michelle Froge, the Rockstar Coach, is going to join us here. And this is what we're going to talk about. Do you feel, and I'm reading over here to the left, do you feel like you're always trying to please others? Do you put everyone's needs before your own? You may feel as though this is a way to demonstrate care and love, but it leaves your cup empty and you can't pour from an empty cup, period. So when you don't fill your cup, fill your own cup and love yourself first, you will feel depleted, you'll feel empty, and you're not alone in feeling this way. And there are a lot of changes that we're going to talk about that you can make. We're going to share with you, and we hope that you are going to share with us, okay, what are your, you know, what shows up for you. What are the tips that you have? Because this is a collaboration. This is we aim to engage. We want your feedback. We want your input. We want to do this together with you. So without further ado, my delightful sister from another mister.
Grand Rising and happy golden birthday to Fagala.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It is a golden birthday, right?
It is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we took her to the beach yesterday.
Oh,
we were in Florida. She got in and was like,
okay, it's fun, and I'm going back inside.
Thank you for the experience. I'm done now.
I've done some things like that. Okay, I can say I did it. Now I'm done.
Right. And I'm so excited. We have early morning listeners here. We've got Teddy. Thank you for joining. We have Jackie Lingo.
Hi.
And we have Araya. REI. So I don't know how to pronounce your name correctly. But we're so grateful to have you. Do you know her?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't. But that is a beautiful name. I would like to know her.
Right, me too. And I can almost see her face. She looks beautiful. We've got our bestie, Chris, here. And, yeah, so I'm really excited to share this today. Ariana. Oh, hi, Ariana. Okay, so it was missing the N. Okay, now I'm complete. So this is really an important topic, and I've already had feedback because I send out to many people, about over 300 people, text messages the night before the show to remind you of, you know, that we're on air. And I already got feedback that people think this is such an important topic, okay? And they think this is such an important topic because they're saying there's so many women that are filling everybody's cup but their own, and they're left depleted. Let's talk about filling that cup. Shall we?
Mindful. In more than one way.
Okay. So, I'm going to let you start. Why don't you talk about what you see the issues are?
Yeah. Well, I'll start by saying, so I'm in the middle. I'm on day 7 of something that I started last year, and it is called the Self-Care Challenge. And last year, I recognized that it was a need, especially for women, because the women that I spoke to, it was a theme that was coming up where they were exhausted. They never had time for themselves. I should say they never took time for themselves. And they really felt that they were alone. That not that other women in particular couldn't relate to them or their needs or issues, but they felt like it was not okay to ask for help, and it was not okay to fill up their own cup. And they really didn't even know how to fill up their own cup, because what they thought was self-care is so often what we see kind of in the media. Well, you know, take a hot bath, you know, take a bubble bath, go get a mani-pedi, go get a massage. Well, first of all, not everyone has the luxury of, you know, expendable income to go do those things. And, you know, if you have small children, you know, tell me, if anyone on has small children, how often do you get an uninterrupted bubble bath?
I hear that it doesn't happen. I mean, I've not had kids, so... But I understand that just doesn't happen. I mean, like, that's a rarity, right?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had people children. I've had third children, and I can't even go to the bathroom. Follow me into the bathroom.
Oh, basically, it has to be on my shoulder or Andrew's shoulder. It's ridiculous.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my current cats literally will come and sit on my lap. I mean, way too much information.
No. But we're about being real here on this show, so I am good with, you know.
Well,
oh, something just downloaded. I can't say it online.
Okay, save it. I want to hear it. Milton is like, oh, mom's sitting down. I'm going to come sit on her lap. he obviously has no clue what's happening, but, you know, so we get it. You are not alone. And that's really, you know, not only do we want to express that this morning, that you are so not alone, but there are things that you can do. And it does start with self, meaning you must believe and understand and know that you are a priority. You are not an afterthought. Please do not feel like angelic way of being to put yourself last all the time. You know, I remember growing up in church, and I remember being taught, hands down, you are not number one. And, okay, I can get behind that God or the higher power is number one. I can get behind that. What I had a really hard time getting behind was that we should always put others before ourselves.
Oh, God.
In a perfect world, if everyone put others before themselves, then in a perfect world, everyone's needs would be met, right? Because my needs would be met by you, Jody, and Jody, your needs would be met by me because I'm putting you first and you're putting mine first. Except that we don't live in a perfect world, and we don't always know what the other person needs for a myriad of reasons. We truly are the only ones that can say what it is that we need. And a lot of times, we're the only one that can give it to us.
Mm.
So I will let you answer.
Well, I mean, this came up last night. We ended up driving home from Florida to Georgia, and I got home about 3 hours ago. Like, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, right?
You need to fill up your little coffee cup a couple more times today.
Yeah. And you might want to check my private chat, right? Yeah. Okay, yes, you did it. So, anyway, it's interesting.
She's on 3 hours of sleep, so.
Yeah, so, guys, you have to throw me a grace card. The hair's all, like, you know, disheveled, whatever. So,
mine, too, and I didn't come at 3, so.
Hey, you don't even need an excuse, right?
No.
So you bring up something that's ingrained, and it occurs. I'm going to clear timelines today, Michelle, on this. And then I'm also going to join your course. So
Beautiful. Is
it too late to join?
No, it is not. We have replays, and you are welcome to come in. It's $28, just so everyone knows if anyone is interested.
Yeah, I mean, and I've already referred several people to join your course, so I'm actually going to join. I will sign up today.
Beautiful. Jackie says, please join us.
I will, Dolly. So. would you say about Jackie? She's what? Is she in the course? Or
she's in the self-care challenge with us.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
She and her twin sister, and they bring everyone in there just brings such a beautiful dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've all experienced different things in our life, even though so much is the same as far as themes go. Just like we say, so. We had a beautiful discussion last night after an energy clearing, and, you know, what we all realized is, wow, we really aren't alone. We really do have a community of women that are supportive and encouraging and that do understand, like, we get each other, and it's really, really beautiful. And even if, you know, this is not a ploy to get you to join the self-care challenge, although we would love to have you.
Join.
This is, yes.
It's a ploy. Join.
But it's really to get you to find your own tribe. If you do not have a group of women, and I'm going to say this, if you are a woman, find a group of women, because women look at things differently than men. No matter how you identify, we were born with certain DNA traits that make us who we are as women. And when we bond together, it is so powerful. So, okay, I'm done with my soapbox. please, Jody.
So yes, I'm going to say yes and, okay? We have a lot of men that are the divine mm-hmm. feminine.
Oh, absolutely. But as humans, we see things differently. We experience things differently.
Yes, we do. I'm not going to dispute that. But Andrew was sharing with me yesterday that he was always taught, and I think in church, about serving first. So the poor man is constantly depleted. And, you know, certain hour of the night, and it doesn't matter, right, what time that is because it varies from day to day, he's like literally running on fumes. And I'm like, you got to put yourself first. You have to put yourself first. This doesn't work. Like he is the divine feminine and I am the divine masculine, right? And I learned 2012 when I woke up with the Mayan calendar to put myself first. My father died, and they told me I couldn't go to his funeral. I showed them a finger that they were not so familiar with. My father died. I started a new job, and they said I couldn't go to his funeral because she didn't get to go to her father's funeral.
Yeah.
And that's where I got, and I'm so grateful for that, by the way, because I got the audacity of not putting myself first. Like, it's audacious to not put yourself first. Is it not?
It's necessary. We must.
Yeah. And so, you know, there's a lot of different ways in which we can do this. I would love, we have a lot of listeners on this morning. And I would love for people to share what is it that you're doing to put yourself first. I'd like to hear your ideas first. We'll give you one or two here. Right. So when Michelle and I first met, one of the first fun things that we did together, it was putting ourselves first. We went for a walk at Roswell Mills, those mountains, those trails, right? At self-care, you're grounding with the universe. Now, granted, if we really did it right, we would have done it on our own, right? But it's also a good bonding. You know, if you want, I think self-care can be in groups, like you're doing your group challenge, right? Mm-hmm. So I like connecting with nature because it calms my brain. I'm connecting to the trees, the earth, the water, the birds, you know, the salamanders that are going by. And these people underestimate the power of our earth. And there's a terminology called earthing, and this is free, right? So you don't have to, you know, and you see how well my nails are done, by the way. So that manicure thing's not happening for me. Yeah, you too. Okay, good job. Besides the fact most of that stuff has formaldehyde in it, so I'm just going to say not necessarily good idea. Mm-hmm. Unless, now there is some nail polish that's clean and you can get it.
Yes, I have vegan nail polish.
Me too. And I'm wearing vegan lipstick. So there you go.
I love it.
Me too.
So pretty.
Thank you. We won't go off on a tangent like we did last time with that. But if you guys are interested in the lipstick, it's vegan.
So beautiful.
Yeah, you like that. So in the Japanese culture, people were so stressed out, they were taking their own lives. And in Japan, they call it foresting. So we call it earthing, they call it so going through the forest and reconnecting with earth. But the interesting thing is that if you cannot get out, the next best things are looking at pictures with Mother Earth. You can do it in a book, which is better just for the blue light. But if you want to talk better, more pleasurable, you know, turn on YouTube. Right. Right. Okay. So that's my first one. What about you? Yeah. What about you? What do you
think? My go-to is, and it hasn't always been this, but in the last, I would say, year, it is meditation. And it can literally be anywhere. But typically, my days start with something to drink, you know, water, coffee, and sitting down somewhere. When the weather is beautiful, I'm outside because I listen to the water. There's a fountain, and I love to listen to the water. And when it's not nice outside or when I don't want to be out there, I just sit in a quiet place in my home, typically with low lighting. Sometimes I will turn on like YouTube or something, not necessarily to look at the pictures, although there are some, I mean, the internet, it's kind of two-edged sword, right? I mean, there's a lot of wonderful things. There's a lot of not-so-wonderful things. But you can look up meditation music or frequency music. And a lot of times...
Wait, meditation? Would you ever consider doing a Monday morning meditation?
I do a Monday morning meditation.
You do? Interesting. How would somebody get that Monday morning meditation? Just ask
it's
for a friend.
Yes, I do have a free membership where when you sign up every single Monday morning, you do receive a meditation, and I channel those. For myself, I do channel my own meditations as well, but it's more just opening my mind and allowing the divine to come and speak through me. Giving me messages, and because it's more, meditation can be a lot of different things. It can look a lot, it can look different at any given time. So sometimes it is me, you know, sitting and watching the YouTube channel with all the beautiful pictures and listening to the music at the same time and just absorbing the frequency, and allowing anything to come. And then sometimes it also can be more like a prayer, because to me, meditation and prayer is different.
I agree.
To me, praying is a lot of times saying thank you and then requesting help or, you know, healing or something like that. For me, meditation is more just the gratitude and the being open to receive. Receiving messages and guidance that I might not even know that I need. So just being open, opening my mind and allowing what the divine wants to bring in to come in. So that's my go-to.
Yeah, and I pray and meditate daily. And I'm asking people to share in the thread what you do for self. You know, I'm probably in prayer or channeling, I don't know, once every 10 minutes, like, you know, calling in source energy, because I feel like, well, I know that it's part of my self-care, right, to be cared for and directed by the ultimate source in the universe. And so when we keep on putting our energy for approval from humans, you know, I think we should talk about that. You know, there's a lot of people who are putting they're looking to get approval from mom, from dad, from their husband, their wife. Their coworkers, they just want this attention that they're good enough and they're okay. And I don't know
what it was for you, Michelle, but for me, I was like, when I, again, my defining moment was in 2012 when my dad died. And I didn't know I was an intuitive, but I certainly knew that what someone was telling me was the most craziest thing I'd ever heard. And so that's why I started realizing that I had to access my source, myself first, please myself first, and be with God. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because, you know, shortly thereafter I went on disability. And it was, word came out of my mouth that I never heard, which was someone, I was writing for this platform, and it said, who are you inspired by? And I said, the divine. But I didn't even know what that really meant. It just came in. Like, I knew that was the only person I was moved by, you know, like who influenced me. And not that you don't influence me, you do. My friends all influence me. I love my friends. I love you. I love my husband. But, and I'm always open to hearing things, but at the end of the day, it's the divine. Mm-hmm. And so I couldn't agree with you more that connecting, you know, to meditate and pray are so key. Now, when you meditate, do you feel like you hear?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So people should expect to hear, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've talked about this on here before when we talked about connecting with our guides or, you know, with Source and using your intuition. And you know, we talked about how it's interesting when people will say, well, I pray, but I don't meditate. Because sometimes, you know, I've heard even, and again, everyone is entitled to their own belief. It's not my belief, but what I've heard some people say is yoga is evil. Meditation is evil. And, you know.
I'm smiling because it's like, you know, okay. You know, like.
Because I grew up in a very evangelical church atmosphere, I know where they get that. I know where they're coming from.
Where do they get that? Whoa. Where do they get that? Because I don't know.
Well, yoga in particular has been associated more with the Eastern culture.
Okay.
And Eastern cultures in general, they don't practice Christianity as, and I'm being very careful here how to say this, they don't necessarily practice Christianity as a lot of Bible-based teaching churches practice it.
However, may I just, because I'm going to let you finish, but so
yeah.
You're right. And also the community that gave us acupuncture, right?
Yes, and a lot of that is not accepted by Christian churches either.
Oh, interesting. So I did not grow up in a church. I grew up in a synagogue. We didn't have this. Go for it, girlfriend. I want to hear it all. Because this is going in. What I'm getting now, and we're going to tie this in, people, this is where, I am on fire. This is where the programming came, didn't it?
It absolutely did.
Crap.
Which is why now that I'm old enough to be able to make my own decisions, you know, I have chosen to open my mind, and that is why I don't believe a lot of the things that I grew up being told,
mm-hmm.
because I understand now that just because somebody doesn't call the higher power the same name that you do does not mean that they are not getting the same type of guidance, that it's not coming from love, that it is evil.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of acupuncture, I mean, I go every month. I believe in it very much.
Acupuncture is the first time I floated above my body. Love it.
It's natural.
Mm-hmm.
Acupressure points in our body, we were created with those. More natural could you get?
No, I mean, you can even do an air seat. Right, yeah, yeah.
We are given everything that we need without drugs, without pharmaceuticals. We have done more damage to ourselves, and this could be a whole
show
in and of itself, but, and I know you do a lot of shows about that, so we won't get
go ahead. And can I show my pictures about my damage while you talk?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. It's just what is sad to me is that some people are not open-minded. And let me say this. It is not all their fault.
Not any of
them. And I say that because they were programmed to believe those things. Now, when they get to be a certain age, and it's different for everyone, but when they get to be a certain age, they are held accountable to what they are open to and what they do believe. And now more than ever, there are so many things in our world, especially in our media sources, that will tell us conflicting information. And so that is why Jody and I go straight to source for our guidance. Because if you think that you are going to find one person, even Jody or myself or anyone that we respect, we all have different beliefs. We may all generally believe the same thing, but we have details that are different. And so we each need to find out for ourselves by going directly to source what it is that's right for us, what it is that we believe, and be open to other ideas that you might not have grown up hearing, no matter what your background is. You didn't have to grow up in church to receive this programming, because whomever raised you was programmed in a certain way, and so they're going to pass that on to you. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. They are just passing on what they know, and a lot of it is probably wonderful, and some of it might not be. So that's why we have to go straight to source, in my opinion, and we get our beliefs and our guidance straight from source, and then we just can't go wrong. We can't go wrong.
No, you really can't. And here's the thing. And first of all, I just want to acknowledge Ariana. She says, you know, what she does is setting boundaries, spiritual baths, which I think I know what those are, but I would like, Ariana, if you want to share what your spiritual baths are. She does journaling, she reads books, and she also does meditation. These are all wonderful things.
Love it.
Yeah. She's a rock star. Love Ariana. You know, a friend of mine I was sharing with who, you know, shares our gifts. I was explaining how Fagla came back. Fagla was my grandfather and came back as a bird. And he said to me, well, I don't know it. And he's brilliant, right? He said, I didn't think that people could come back as animals. Now, I don't argue with you. I'd say, ask spirit. And he did. And he goes, wow. And so if you rely on source energy. Guess what? You get to avoid needless conversations.
And arguments. Disagreements.
Actually, it's the arguments, right? So Ariana says, putting intentions and herbs into my bath for cleansing, protection, and self-love. Love it. So one of the things that I used to do when I was healing, and I do it from time to time, but I used to do it literally 2 to 3 times a week. I would take a bath in frankincense, you know, essential oil, lavender, maybe bergamot, that's for trauma, and with my Epsom salt. And then I would listen to the book on audio, The Secret, and over and over and over and again. And it's how I retrained, one of the ways in which I reprogrammed my brain from the negative thoughts, because I was a negative Nelly, into, you know, anything's possible. Choose. So now Naima says, thank you, Naima, for being here. She says, grand rising, beautiful spiritual teachers. You are right. Fear of that which is different than what we learn in our own religious traditions keeps us from benefiting from the knowledge that is available. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm doing a whole series on YouTube about, and it was not my idea, it was Spagla's. I was working with Trey Jackson, who's my YouTube advisor. He's awesome. And she, you know how Spagla gets. She's like, yeah, squawk, squawk, squawk. And she'll just keep on inputting until you pause, listen to her, you know, tell everybody what she said, and then she'll quiet down, right? We do a whole series on fear is fake. You know, the Cinderella story is fake. You know, this is fake. This is fake. This is fake, right? Like, you know, like 60-second clips of what's fake. You know, like, to reprogram, just to kind of plant the seed that this is fake, you know, and then really start exploring what's real to you.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to agree with me, by the way.
Right. Absolutely.
And we haven't done, actually, I didn't do my intro this morning. I didn't do any of my commercials. So I'm going to run the commercial. So get your Java out.
We were so excited.
What's that?
We just jumped right in because we were so excited about self-care.
Yeah, we are. And then actually, one of the commercials I want to do, I'll do real quick here, is going to be a live commercial. So we want you to join. And actually, while I'm doing this, can you, Michelle, can you kindly give us a link so people can join your self-care challenge?
Yes, I absolutely will.
And so then what I'll do is I'll pull it up like I'm doing mine. So my offer today is the Quantum Global Healing, where we're doing world peace through inner peace with Dr. Steven Spencer. And so it's tonight. So what I'm doing after the show between now and then is sleeping.
Yeah, good idea.
But it's only $33. And if you put it together, I mean, he's $300 an hour. I range anywhere, depending on what you're doing, from $175 to $220 an hour. So, and you're getting us both for $33. And the purpose of this healing event, which we will have every single month, but this particular topic is going to be stepping into your own power. And I don't know anybody who doesn't need it. So that's the first commercial. And looks like, okay, so let me just do this. And now we're going to do Michelle's commercial. And let me just see. Here it is. Love it. Go here. This one. These are our, oopsie daisy. Hold on.
I'm also going to give you my link for the Monday morning meditation.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is. Okay. So here's the self-care challenge. Is it showing? Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can see this. And I'm going to also put this link in the thread. I'm putting the link for both events in the thread. So $28 for Michelle, $3 for the quantum healing. So self-care challenge and stepping into your power. Really, people, one of the things of where how you can do self-care is invest in yourself. I think investing in yourself is a really wonderful thing because it tells you that you care. And we're not saying this and asking you for $4,000.
No.
Right? It's 28 bucks and 33 bucks, and, you know, it'll make a huge difference in your life. So that's...
And, you know, something I will add on to that is sometimes the bigger investment is the time.
It is.
And I will say this too. I want to acknowledge that $28 or $33 might be a stretch for you. I get it. I've had $1.50 to my name. And then I spent it. So then guess what? I didn't have anything. I lived out of my car. So I get it.
Yeah. I want people to know this story. So I really do, Michelle, because, you know, I was guiding someone the other day who's just really wonderful. And people don't really care what you do until they know why you do it. And the fact that you had to climb that mountain, the mountain that you climbed. That was our two commercials. There you go. So now talk.
I'm still trying to find my little sign up. I'll find it eventually. I'll put it in there.
Okay.
I took a risk and I left Arizona, moved to Tennessee, and I was, you know, I was playing the struggling artist. I was singing. I was working odd jobs, you know. And I was young. I was responsible in a lot of ways. And then, honestly, I was at a point in my life where I didn't know it at the time, but I surrendered. I just was so like living on a cloud somewhere. But I just knew that I would be taken care of. I didn't fear that I was going to not be taken care of. I didn't know how. And when I now let me say this. There are certainly things that I could have done that could have made my situation better, that could have put money in my pocket, that, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I get that. I was young, and I was doing my own thing. And I also did not worry that I was going to survive. I just knew. There was always something inside of me that just knew. And that being said, I ended up having to sublease my apartment because I couldn't afford it. I probably spent money on things that I didn't need to spend money on, you know. Instead of paying my bills, I wanted to go have breakfast with my friends, you know. So, I mean, priorities, right?
We've all done it. We've all done it.
Absolutely. And so, again, there are things I could have done differently to not have put myself in that situation, most likely. And yet, there I was. And so I understand the thought of, well, I wonder where I'm going to sleep tonight. I wonder if I'm going to have enough money to put gas in my car, since that's where all of my stuff is. Like, that's where my clothes are.
Mm-hmm.
I still had some things at my apartment that I was subleasing, thankfully. The person that let it was they didn't have a lot of furniture, so I was able to leave what I had there. And I also will say it's not that I could not have asked for help. I have a generous family. None of them knew what I was going through at the time because I didn't tell them. Had they known, they would have immediately helped. But I have a little thing called an ego, and I was very stubborn, and I wanted to do it myself, and I did. I lived out of my car, but hey, I did it myself. So then I probably wised up, and I got a job that actually, you know, paid me more money,
mm-hmm.
and I focused a little bit because I realized that's not how I wanted to live my life. So edging God out. Yeah.
Well, that's what ego is, right? When we let ego run our lives, we're edging God out.
Yeah.
And
sure.
So it's just really brave of you to own that. And, you know, I know when I let ego get in the way too. So, you know, and I'm glad you did it on air because we want to give people permission to acknowledge themselves when they're being run by their ego,
mm-hmm.
and edging God out because we all do it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's on a daily basis. We let our ego, you know, creep in there and make decisions for us. Hopefully we then pivot and shift.
Mm-hmm.
And make a different choice.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes it takes longer than others to do that.
For sure.
But, you know, going back to the money, sometimes in our lives, you know, some of us have experienced those times. And so if that is a time for you, you don't have to spend money to invest in yourself.
Yes, correct. I mean, there are times to do it and times not to do it.
Absolutely. And just what you were saying, Jody, nature is free.
Mm-hmm. And meditating is free. And you can go to
yep.
YouTube if you have a phone, right? So you can go to YouTube and do that.
Yeah. That is, okay, so I will say this. I know people, and perhaps you may have known people as well who will say they don't have money to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost, they say it in almost in a way that almost makes you, they want you to feel sorry for them.
Yes.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And
then you see them in Hawaii.
Well, you look at their nails and their nails, every week they have different nails. And I know how expensive that is. That's not cheap.
I know it's not.
Right.
I used to do.
Their hair is always, you know, a different color, or which I love. I think it's great, but that costs money too. Even if it's from the drugstore, it costs money, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see them on social media, and they're always out with friends, going here, going there, doing things, you know, eating dinners out, et cetera, et cetera. Again, I was there. I wasn't paying my bills because I preferred to go to brunch with my friends. And yet, I wasn't begging my friends to help pay my bills. And I'm not going to go off on a tangent, but what I wanted to say about this is you have to be really honest with yourself. Do you truly not have the money to invest in yourself? Or are you choosing to invest it in other
people? Like all the impulse buys at the checkout counter.
Yes.
Because, you know, I'm going to piggyback that. So,
great.
So a lot of people say, I don't have the money to eat organic.
Yeah.
So in my functional food program, I started comparing the prices of the eggs. Yes, the eggs. Where you can go on their tangent about that. So you pay an extra dollar and you avoid the $35 copay. Okay. Or the creamer, which was like a 14-cent difference, the apples, like a 10-cent difference, right? And you're hemming and hawing over 10 cents, 14 cents. You can't pay to serve yourself food that's toxic-free. Okay. But you know, if you don't pay now, you'll pay later, because you're going to pay the doctor bill. You're going to pay for the medications that you choose or not choose to take. You're going to pay for the hospital bill. You're going to pay with your vitality. You're going to pay with your joy, you know. So you're actually, you know, I would call you a thief, because you're robbing yourself of vitality, joy, peace, harmony, and health. And I think we have to shift our mindset about where we put our money, because in my program, and, you know, this is actually, I'm not sure, I think I do talk about this a little bit in the program. When you choose to go organic and you choose to, like, use essential oils versus over-the-counter medications, okay, all the stuff at the checkout, like those impulse buys, which will cost you at least $50 a month on a good month, right, at least, will easily compensate. You know, so you stop buying all the toxic stuff. And by the way, the cereal box alone, the cereal can run anywhere between, you know, $4 to $8 a box. Yeah. It's really expensive. So to have food processed for you, and by the way, it's so laden with sugar, because there's actually a formula for the amount of sugar that goes into your processed food that has you be addicted to. Yeah, let that sit in your mouth, Python. Smoke that shit. Okay. So we have to shift our mindset about where we put our money. You know, do you really need another pair of slipper socks? You know, do I need another pair of earrings? You know, and for me, I will say that my earrings and my jewelry were purchases done with intention, because as we're talking about self-care, I'm wearing rose quartz. Which, are you familiar with what rose quartz does?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about it, or are you knowledgeable enough? Because I'll have to look it up. I just know it helps us with self-love.
It is a very it is in general the thing that people associate rose quartz most with is love.
Mm-hmm.
Love in general, but it's beautiful for self-love because it really does. It gives off a vibration of, well, it gives off the vibration of love. And when you hold it or when the C word.
Or wear it.
Or wear it, yes. I have one somewhere around here. I don't know. It's not close by. But when you hold it or wear it, all of our crystals have a frequency,
mm-hmm.
right? And so when you hold on to those, you are absorbing, your body and mind and spirit and soul is absorbing that frequency. Yeah. And so whatever the frequency is that stone gives off, it starts to emanate in your body. And so what happens then is you are holding the frequency of love. You are then going to start feeling more love in whatever intention you have for it. And that's the other beautiful thing about crystals and stones, is that you can also put your own intention into the stone, and it will take on some of your own intention as well. But each stone has its own individual property. So let's see what this says. Yeah, unconditional love.
Yeah, right. So it says, yeah, and it carries a soft feminine energy of compassion and peace, tenderness and healing, nourishment and comfort, and it speaks directly to the heart chakra, dissolving emotional wounds, fears, and resentments, and circulates a divine loving energy throughout the entire aura. So when I, these earrings, and I have the necklace somewhere, I couldn't find it this morning. But these earrings that I have, I'm actually going to pick them up. They're made by my girlfriend, Camille. I went to school with her in Highland Park, Illinois. Let me see if I can do that. There we go. So she hand makes all these, right?
And
so pretty.
Yeah, she's an amazing artist. So, you know, look, I mean, when you use your body as a toxic waste dump like I did, and I'll show people that picture again. This was me. All these pictures of me. I was over at Vero Fitness yesterday in Vero Beach, Florida, and I, you know, these three photos are on their wall. We're advertising at their health club. And when I spoke to one of the employees and I explained to him that they were all me, he's like, huh, what? I'm like, yeah, I use my body as a toxic waste dump. And so when you come out of this, you have to now, when you come out of harming your own body, whether it was intentional, you think, or not intentional, you listen to somebody else's idea of what was good for you, you have to then start bringing back the love. And the most important thing is the self-love, like honoring yourself, loving yourself, that you're not going to be approved of by someone. It's okay. We all make mistakes. And it's not about the mistake. It's about how you react to it. We have people here commenting. So Chris says, your energy, soul, will rise to meet the vibration, just like tuning forks. Interesting. One tuning fork will start vibrating to meet its partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Charles, welcome back, Charles, says, if my body is a temple, then why am I treating it as if it was a tent? What do you mean by treating it as if it was a tent? Do you know what he means, Michelle?
I think he's meaning, you know, the difference between a temple, a grand, you know, marvelous temple, and a tent. You know, there's a difference as far as how would you live if you truly knew that your body was a temple versus a pop-up tent.
So got you. So really,
yeah,
thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Charles. he says, hi, Jody. Hi, Charles. It's a great question. Why are we treating it without regard? And I'm going to answer that question. And I'm going to show I'll show the picture again because I just think people really need to let this sink in, okay? By the way, that obese body that had parasitic cysts all over my female organs, about the size of apples before they took them out, that were filled with brown and green junk. So why are we treating our body with such disregard? Well, we're doing it because we were programmed to believe that if you have a DR in front of your name, that you know better for us than we do. If you're a doctor, you know better for me than I do. And so we've been taught to listen to these docs with a caveat. This is not a blanket statement. There are many wonderful doctors out there. Some of them are listening right now because they're commenting. And those doctors I tip my hat off to, right? But those doctors are doing something different. They're asking questions. And they're not prescribing pills for every ill. And I'm not going to blame the doctor that wrote the prescription. I actually hold myself accountable for taking that drug and buying it and putting it in my mouth. I'm responsible. And when you can get to a point where you say, okay, yeah, I trusted this doctor, right? but I'm the one who bought it, I'm the one who put it in my mouth, then you can let go of the blame and shame. Because, by the way, when you're blaming and shaming someone else, you're not loving yourself either, and you're the one suffering. Every time you blame and shame someone else, you're actually bringing that frequency into your body, and you're not loving yourself. And as Charles says, I sold myself short most of life and suffered from low self-esteem, and that has led to numbing myself with drugs and alcohol or sex, and I'm a recovering people pleaser. You know, first of all, I have chills all over my body. Thank you. Thank you for really speaking your truth. Let's take a moment and just acknowledge Charles for that, because that's amazing. Because I don't know anybody on the planet who hasn't done it. And you are brave enough and wise enough to speak it.
And to, being vulnerable, even with ourselves, right? To admit to ourselves that we are responsible for what we've done to ourselves. I wanted to follow that up with the self-worth piece. Because when we talk about self-care and we talk about investing in ourselves, whether it's time or money, resources, whatever that looks like, a lot of times the reason that we treat ourselves with disregard, or we don't think that we deserve to be put first, whether it's by ourselves or someone else, it's because, core, we don't think we're worthy of it. So we don't think we're worthy of love. We don't think we're worthy of priority. We don't think we're worthy of being invested in. We look around us and we see other people and we compare ourselves, what we know about ourselves, to what we see about someone else. And those two things are very, very different. Because, first of all, most of the time, most of what we see of someone else is only what they want us to see.
Yeah.
Most of our society, and I'm going to go out on a limb here and say most, is not like Charles, that will be vulnerable, that will speak up in a public forum and say, hey, this is what I've done. I have not respected myself. I have disregarded myself. I did not think I was worthy, and this is what I've done. And now I know better, and now I choose different. Most of our society wants us to believe the fairy tale, right? That they have these, quote, perfect little lives. They will let you see certain, a lot of it is to get feedback. A lot of it is to get support from others when they feel they need it or want it. But most of the time, it's only what they want you to see. And honestly, I'm not going to say there's anything wrong with that. I don't go putting my dirty laundry out on social media. If I'm having a heart-to-heart discussion with someone, I'm not going to mask who I truly am. But I am a person that doesn't let everyone into that point. And so I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm saying when we compare ourselves to others, we have to understand what we're comparing to. We're comparing who we know ourselves to be, and we see it all, right, for the most part. We see the flaws, and a lot of times some of us see the flaws more than we see the good. And we are comparing it to a perfect Cinderella life that someone decides that you get to see. And so it's not apples to apples. So it comes down to knowing what you're worthy of, and it all goes back to going straight to source to know that you are worthy, and you don't have to do anything, and you don't have to be anyone than who you are in order to be worthy, because you are worthy. You were born worthy, and you did not become not worthy by doing, you know, what you might consider to be bad things. You are still worthy, and you will always be worthy.
Yeah, and I want to second that, right? Because, you know, Charles, when I heard God talking to me, I was nearly dead on my couch, and I was 235 pounds and filled with toxins, and I still heard him. So I was worthy, wasn't I? I was worthy of his word.
Absolutely.
And so, I know that, you know, there's a couple of people on here for about hearing God. God is or infinite incredible source, Jesus Christ, you know, like, you know, I want you to be, use the words that are comfortable for you. So insert the words you need, right? Because we're talking about the highest power in the universe. But there was a man I used to work for decades ago, and I spoke to him the other day, like about a couple weeks ago. And I told him, I hear God. And he said, well, that's just amazing. Not many people can say that. And I replied, interestingly enough, almost everybody I walk with can say that. So if you're struggling with part of this meditation, prayer, and you're getting yourself in a meditative state, and you're asking for what you want and the direction, but you're not hearing, Michelle and I can help you hear. We can help you have the discernment about what hearing is and know who you're hearing, because it's a feeling as much as it, you know, it shows up differently for all of us, and both Michelle and I know exactly what those ways are. And you really want to have discernment about your hearing. Like, this is a big thing. I stopped listening in 2019. I wasn't sure who was talking to me, and I said, yeah, no. You know, as a Christ follower, I was like, yeah, but if it ain't him or one of his angels, not going there. And so until I could do that, I stopped. Oh, and Michelle's got her morning meditation here. We're going to share that. So if you're listening and you are wanting to learn how to hear God and recognize the signs and recognize feeling, then either Michelle or I can help you. So now, Chris says, and I'm coming back to your other comment, Charles. I'm not done with you. I'm going to go in the order we have it. She says, self-worth is huge, and it involves acceptance on many levels. And then she says, just to be comfortable in our own skin is quite a success. Oh, yeah, because we're judged. You can be seen but not heard. That's crappy. As human beings searching for a purpose, we ask the oldest question known to mankind, why am I here? I'm going to go first on this one, Michelle, and I'll let you go. And why am I here?
When you learn to hear God, you'll know exactly why you're here. He will tell you how he wants you to serve him. And then you will never judge yourself again. And actually, I'm going to go on the record and say I will promise you that. I promise you, you will stop judging yourself when you can start to hear God. Because his word is undeniable. And you will just follow what he tells you to do because you know he's got your back. And you're not going to listen to someone who says, well, that seems, and then fill in the blank. Right? Their judgment doesn't matter. You'll stand tall. Because you've aligned yourself with the most powerful source in the universe. Michelle, go ahead. Why am I here?
I have learned for myself that purpose doesn't necessarily have to be one thing.
Mm.
And it doesn't have to be the same thing throughout our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because we chose this human experience to learn and grow and for many other reasons. And throughout the human experience, we learn on a human level. So, you know, we are educated and then we learn through, we're educated by experience and schooling and, you know, upbringing and all of these things. So throughout our human journey, our purpose can change. And there are some people, though, that their purpose was clear from the first time that they actually even asked themselves that question. And that could be when they were very young. And that's wonderful. And yet, I would say don't be discouraged if you are later in life and you haven't figured that out yet. There is still so much time. There is still so much time. And you are so worthy. And if you are still here, which if you're listening to this, you are, you have purpose. And connecting to source through prayer or meditation, listening and watching for synchronicities, really tuning into yourself and what brings you joy. You know, an interesting thing came up in a reading that I was doing yesterday for a client. The message came out that she was to follow the joy. So the message was, she wanted to know, one of the questions was, you know, which direction should I go? I've got kind of all of these things up in the air. And the message that came through was, do what brings you joy.
Mm-hmm.
And joy is different than happiness. Again, I'm going to say that. Joy is deep in your soul, and I believe that it's given by God.
Thank you.
By the divine.
Yeah, I agree.
And you can possess joy and you can be joyous even in the depth of despair, even in the depths of health journeys, you know, difficulties financially, relationally, all of that, you can still have joy. And so the message was follow the joy. So finding and listening to what your own guidance system is telling you. And in order to do that, you have to be in touch with it. And you don't, I'm going to say this too, you don't even have to, quote, believe in God. Because the fact of the matter is, it's inside of us. And our own guidance system was given to us divinely. And it is what we are wired to have those gut feelings, to feel with our body. Our body is a huge indicator of when things are right and when things are not right. Probably all of us have experienced you know, walking outside, maybe somewhere at night, or walking into a room, and something just doesn't feel right. It's like, something's off here. I need to get out of this place, right? Or walking into a home. I used to be a real estate broker, and I would, you know, show people houses, and they would walk in, and some they would say, this doesn't feel right. Or then they would walk in, like, in the front door, and we haven't even seen the kitchen, and they'd be like, this is it. This is the one, right? Because there is a certain feeling. There's a certain energy. There's a certain something in you that says, this is right.
Their heart is warm.
Outright. Pardon?
Their heart is warm.
Yeah, and it's their guidance system telling them it's either right or it's not. So whether you put a name on the entity or the person or whatever, you still have it. You still have an inner guidance system. So follow that and learn to trust yourself, because it will not fail you.
It will never.
It will not fail you.
Well, it was interesting, you know, because Charles said Jeremiah 24:7, so I looked it up. And I showed it while you were speaking, because I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with all their heart. And what Fagla talks about on every show is starting with heart, right? And when how you know that you're making the right decision is you feel it in your heart. It's all about being heart-centered. When you can feel it, and if your heart feels off balance, Charles says, thank you. Because you are a child of God, Jody, made solely unique and loved beyond comprehension.
True, true.
Thank you. Okay, don't make me cry. It would be an ugly cry this morning, so don't do that. Thank you. We have lots of comments. My husband's tuning in, first of all. Andrew, thank you for getting up. I guess we both got up. We didn't go to bed till 6 o'clock this morning. So, on what I think others may expect from me. Now I'm learning to step into my gift by really listening to Source. And so I don't know if you heard, Andrew, but I shared your story about, I mean, like your lessons from church that you have to serve everybody first. Well, your cup was getting flipping empty because you're constantly filling everybody's cup and you're exhausted by the end of the day. And I'm like, you can't live that way, you know. And I'm glad that you're looking at what God expects of you. And that's the only person you need to worry about. And so when you're in a relationship with someone, people, that relationship, like I'll use Michelle and, you know, her boyfriend, okay? And Michelle has to be Michelle. Her boyfriend has to be her boyfriend. Jody has to be Jody, and Andrew has to be Andrew. You know, I can call up Chris can be Chris, and Mick has to be Mick. And that's how this works. You guys all have to be your individual people, and then you come together for more joy. But nobody dictates to the other person what the other person does, feels, or does, or anything. You know, you can guide if like that, but when the healthy relationships are when, and trust me, I'm still a work in progress, to say, you know, we're in pink, though, for the love month, are when we step into our own power, which I'll just put that plug in for tonight again, for our quantum global healing. Step into our own power and love ourselves. And then take that excitement that we learned doing our own thing and being who we are and living our on purpose, and then we bring it to our mate. Look what I did, you know. But when we make another human, and I really got this distinction last night. We can't make another human our thing, okay? First of all, it's too much stress on the human. That's way too much stress. We are not equipped to do that. And I will tell you that I had a really close friend of mine for 25 years. And before I went on disability, I put all this energy on her, and she cracked. My fault. My lesson. She cracked. We don't talk anymore. 25 years down the drain. Because I was putting my energy on her, expecting her to help me live through my purpose. That's a big bozo no-no. So don't do what I did. What else we got here? Okay, we got Chris here. He says, Charles, on a very basic level, we are here to discover who we truly are, divine beings. Yes, thank you. So, you know, Chris is a channel too. We're all channeling each other. Once we start to clear away all the lower vibrational yuck, that's a technical term for those of you who don't know.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We start to see and perceive the world and people around us much differently, right? Because we're vibrating differently. And then we start to embody the higher love or God vibration, and life changes drastically. Amen. Dear Rockstar Coach, I'm a retired H.
Oh, it goes down to there's a couple more down there.
Oh.
Certified home inspector and house flipper.
Oh, cool.
Know a little bit about all that, Patty.
Well, Patty, I think you should tell her what else you did, because you guys have more in common. Patty was in a band as well. She's really very good.
Oh, my goodness. We're kindred spirits.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to say something about the love, too, embodying love. In our self-care challenge last night, we were talking about this, and it came through very, very strongly that when we learn to live from the space of love, so when we learn to see things and other people through the eyes of love, and this is not necessarily easy. It's easier for some than others. It can be a process, but it can be taught. You can learn how to do this. It also changes, just like Chris said, it changes the way you look at everything. It changes the way you see everything. So it changes the way you see yourself, and then it changes the way you see others. And that is why when we learn to do that, people around us, they have no choice but to change. And I'm not saying in a negative way. Now, some may decide that you are no longer aligned because they're not in the same vibration. And that's their journey, and we have to learn to be okay with that. And when we see others and ourselves through the eyes of love, it will draw a lot of people to us. It will also help guide our purpose. So if that's something that you are looking to figure out, it always starts with ourselves. And love is always what I say to go back to, because that is what we were created in, and that's what we will go back to. And so if that's the case, why aren't we living in that from point A to point B? Why are we allowing point B to point Y be something different than what we started from and what we are going to? If we can learn to live and love from point A to point B, how beautiful a life would that be? Something to think about.
Well, so in order to do that, we have to reprogram our thinking. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, we were working with
a doctor who does Neuralink in Georgia. Neuralink is a technology, a methodology. It's not the thing that I guess Elon Musk is creating, so don't worry about that. It's a methodology. It's another way to reset the brain and cellular memory using frequency and energy. And what occurred to me when we were working together is that, you know, you and I work with Akashic Records, right? And we can access the past and a higher consciousness to help people get resolution to things that they might not have access to yet, you know, because they all have access to it. They just haven't developed that skill. Mm-hmm. But came from the womb, from inception. And so people need to really understand that these, similar to genetics, we can have like the APOE4 gene for Alzheimer's. You can have issues. There's a whole book called Issues Are in the Tissues. And so these cellular memories are passed on generation to generation to generation. So if you have a thought form that doesn't resonate with you, but you're doing it anyway, spoiler alert, it was passed on to you, right? Through birth. And, you know, it can be erased. We erase timelines. And then you can stop having a conference call with all your ancestors because you don't need it. And when you can peel the onion, all those layers, and get to just you, this is kind of like this, actually. This is a small piece, but a piece of selenite, which is the Christ white light. And so when you peel that onion, this can come to them, right? The real you. No more covering up, but instead let it bloom, right? Let it shine. A lot of ways you can play with that. Andrew and I went to Florida. We were in Gainesville for one night. And the second day, we saw the butterfly bird garden or something like that. And I started doing little clips of videos. And those butterflies are transformation specialists. Do you agree, Michelle?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
That's your whole life. It's all about transformation. And what I noticed was orange, red, striped. We had so many different sizes and shapes and colors. And they all got along. Imagine that.
And they're all beautiful.
Mm-hmm. They're not comparing each other, are they, either?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cancer is not a disease. It's a process. I agree. So, Charles, cancer has been cured. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
It was cured a long time ago.
I was going to say years ago.
Yeah. So, I recommend that you look up Ty Bollinger, okay? The truth about cancer. And I'm just going to put that in there. Okay. So Ty Bollinger, the truth about cancer. And you're spot on, Charles, about how it's a process. So what they say in the docuseries, and this we've had a docuseries, I think I caught the first year, which was 2014. And I don't remember if it was in 2014 or 2015, but it said you can eat all the organic food you want, you know, which is important. But if you don't take care of what's going on between your head or between your ears, you're still going to get cancer. So you're right. Cancer is a process. It's a process of, this is why it's so important to do the work. Unconscious subconscious thoughts is running a pattern of beliefs. And so you really want to be more in control about what those are. Michelle, I know you need to say something. Go. And I've been hogging. Go.
No. Really, just our subconscious thoughts are what rules us. They are the most powerful thing in our head. And so what we're not aware of going on in the background all the time, it absolutely can be hurting us. It is why we need to be doing the work. And the work is not difficult. We just have to do it. We just have to, again, going back to self-care, we have to invest in ourselves. So taking the time, you know, I don't know how many times I've heard from people, oh, I would love to do that, but I just don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If that's what you choose, then you're right. You don't have time. But I choose not to watch television. Okay. There's a lot of
unless we're on TV. unless we're on TV.
Yeah. I'll watch myself. What does that say about us? Yeah, you know, we like ourselves. We're fun, right?
Yes, we do.
There's a lot of reasons why I choose not to watch TV. One of them early on was that I chose to do other things with my time. Like, I would, you know, I would hear all of these people say, you know, like Monday morning water cooler talks, like, oh, did you see the such and such, whatever. And I'm not saying that there's anything inherently bad about this. Some people bond over, you know, television series or, you know, a football game or whatever. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying I choose to do different things with my time. And I bring that up because we all, and we've heard this a million times, we all have the same 24 hours in a day, mm-hmm. and we have time for what we prioritize, time for what we choose to have time for. If you have deferred maintenance on your home that you are capable of doing yourself, it is not because you have not had the time to fix it. It is because you have not taken the time to fix it. You have chosen to do different things. So if you have deferred maintenance on your brain, on your mind, on your body, on your soul, on your spirit, it is not because you did not have the time to fix it or to prioritize that. It's because you chose to prioritize something else. So stop right now with the excuses that you don't have time. That was my number one excuse for years. I was in a band. I sang minimum two nights a week. I was a real estate broker with about 50 agents underneath me that would call me all times of day or night, every single day. I also had real estate clients would call me all sorts of times, day and night, every day. And I was starting this business. And I had relationships. You know, I had a boyfriend that I wanted to, you know, spend time with. I used that excuse that I didn't have time a lot until one of my very first mentors, Lindsay Dam, called me out on it. And I will forever be grateful for her for telling me this. She told me that it was an excuse. She said, you know, I see, yeah, you have a lot going on in your life, and you still have time if you choose to have time.
Right, right, right.
And I thought, how dare her, right? Like,
and now you're like, thank you.
How dare her? I don't have time. Every single minute of every single day is taken up by all of this stuff. Yeah. When I decided that she was right, guess what? I had all this time. I had all sorts of time because I chose what I spent my time doing. So stop right now with the excuse that you don't have time. Yes, you do.
So how to determine that?
Ding.
Dr. John Martini has a value assessment, and you can do it online, and it's free. I always give this to my clients to do because I studied under him since 2018. He's made a huge impact in my life. So they always say, oh, this is my highest value, but you're actually not doing it, so you're lying to yourself. I'm going to call you bald-faced liar. And when you do this assessment, do it a couple times. Do it 2-3 times. Find out where you're really spending your time. Because those are your highest values. Your actions determine your values, not your thoughts. And the subconscious thoughts will determine your actions, which then drive your values. So if that's not really what your values are, then you have to start making hard choices and become more conscious in your thinking.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Not easy. But we're here to help.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to remind people real quickly here. We have two events, okay? One's an ongoing, well, they're both ongoing, actually. So first I want to tell you that for the women, we have a self-care challenge, right? And that's hosted by the Rockstar Coach, my friend Michelle Coach. And this link is in the thread already, but I'm going to post it one more time so that if you would like to join her self-care challenge, you should do so. It's only $28, people. Invest in yourself. And then the quantum healing, quantum global healing. Let me just show that. Let's see, stop screen. So this is with my friend, Dr. Steven Spencer, and myself, an online healing event tonight, only $33. It'll start at 8 o'clock. It'll go to around 9. We don't know. It's driven by the divine. It's $33. And really, when we heal ourselves, and this is for both events, okay, Pete? When you heal yourself, you're raising the vibration of millions of people. Because as a group, as a collective, we are incredibly powerful. Really incredibly powerful. So this is for Michelle's self-care challenge. And this is my checkout for the Quantum Healing Global Initiative. And tonight, our topic will be stepping into your power. And so we're going to erase timelines for anything that stops you for stepping into your power, stepping into your power.
Yeah.
So let's go to a commercial, a real one this time.
I think ours were real.
Well, they were real. I'm just saying so that you and I can just have a quick break or pause because I am going to bring in the birthday girl.
Yes. Okay.
So Fagla's coming on. So if any of you parrot lovers, Fagla's getting her own Facebook account, just letting you know. Both Fagla and Tinkerbell are getting their own Facebook account. Oh, and here's the birthday girl. Thank you, honey. Hello. So I just...
Happy birthday, gonna have a party.
Actually, wait a minute. You're the singer. Could you do this? Would you?
I was actually going to find a really fun song on YouTube.
She's golden birthday with the gold. Look at that crown. Remember that teacher's really strong. I just want to show people your kepi. Look at that kepi, golden kepi, golden burst. So you're getting me a birthday.
I'm getting you a song.
I'll run a quick commercial while it gives you time to look. Okay.
I've got it.
Oh, you've got it.
Oh, but I'll just pause it until we're...
Yeah. Okay, let me write a quick commercial. Yeah.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Poussin. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategy with Donna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Jody Soussan of Soussan Essentials was misdiagnosed and nearly died in 2015. Instead, she chose to reclaim her health using plant and energy-based healing. After losing 92 pounds, she now offers a psychologist and doctor-recommended functional food program, focusing on Soussan, toxic-free living, and a connection to our brain. Soussan Essentials re-engineered with health work clients with a self-paced functional food program, now available to you with plans starting at just $99.
All right, we got both girls here.
Hi.
Tinkerbell and Fagala. And Tinkerbell says that she's going to hang for the song. So.
Hi, the song.
I love Stevie Wonder. You got to go to the beach yesterday.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, oh my goodness. All right. So we have got 15 minutes. People, talk to me. What you got for me? What you got for me? What else you want to add about self-care and people pleasing? And because people pleasing is the anti-self-care.
Yeah, well, I was just reminded, I was just looking at our title, Self-Care is Not Selfish. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Please, go ahead, yeah.
You know, we can say all day long, oh, yes, I know I need to take time for myself. I know, you know, I need to invest in myself, whatever that looks like. And yet, if we have been ingrained with the thought that self-care is selfish, or by taking time for ourselves, or by putting ourselves first and thinking about ourselves, if we have been programmed with the thought that that's selfish, we won't do it, even if we know we should, right? And so, it comes back to reprogramming, understanding that, let's talk about this, if you truly desire to serve others, okay? Because I hear this a lot. Well, I don't feel it's right to put myself first because I was put on this earth to serve others. Okay, great. That is awesome. How are you going to do that if you're laying in a hospital bed? Or how are you going to do that if you are emotionally drained and exhausted and you are sleeping for 4 days because you physically can't get out of bed because you've exhausted yourself from putting others first? In theory,
okay, one other sentence. Hold on. Mm-hmm. For putting others first or putting your business first.
Yeah.
Because that's my problem.
Yeah.
That's my problem. I love myself, and then I transferred it over to the business. And then I realized I was putting my business first over my own health.
Yeah.
And my health was compromised. And it's a whole other level of not having self-care.
That's
you think
a
it's,
really good point.
Yeah.
Because for those of us who are fortunate and blessed enough to have found careers that does not feel like work.
One second.
We love what we do. And so it's nothing for us to be up all hours of the day and night working on this because we love it and enjoy it so much. And yet, I have done this too, Jody, where I've had to say, and actually I did this a couple of days. Actually, it was last night. It was like 2 days ago. It was last night. I had to say, you know what? I see all of this stuff that needs to be done eventually. And yet my body is telling me that it is time to go to bed. Mm-hmm. And I literally had to think about it. Like, I had to stop myself from doing more. And I had to say, nope, it's time for you to go to bed. And that's a huge thing, to be able to get to that point where you do that. Because if we love what we do, or there are, you know, I don't know about you, but especially I think people, families with children, sometimes nothing gets done during the day. And then once the kids are in bed, it's like that's when, you know, the parents run around. It's like Christmas Eve, you know, where mom and dad are, you know, staying up until 3 a.m, putting all the toys together and getting everything ready, you know, for Christmas morning. And then 2 hours later, their kids are awake and wanting to go see what Santa brought. And they're like, yeah, but I just went to bed, kind of like you this morning, Jody. But we need to make sure that we are telling ourselves, look, you don't get to have a business. You don't get to do this business. You don't get to do all the things you love if you are not well enough to do them.
Mm-hmm.
And well enough doesn't have to be physically ill. It can be mental. It can be spiritual exhaustion.
Well, that's what I'm experiencing, yeah, spiritual exhaustion.
Yeah, if you really want to serve other people, you are not giving them the best service that you possibly can if you are exhausted in any sort of way. So taking care of yourself is the best way to serve others, because when you are full and whole and healthy, you will then be able to give full, fully, and healthily to others.
Yeah, and so let me share what that could look like. I mean, we talked about the meditation. We talked about, you know, walks, you know, ground, because those are all three things. But, you know, depending on what your finances are like, I mean, and we talked about the other events. But the other things you can do are, like, I like using I'm obviously not going to get a word in edgewise. Give me 1 second, please. So what is it that you want to say? She says, when you love yourself, then you can love others properly. She says, you actually can't love others until you love yourself. Because you won't know how to love someone else. Okay, is that complete or is there something more? She's so smart. Okay, what else? thank you. She says, I love you, Mommy. Thank you. And she says, thank you, Michelle, for making my birthday so special.
Oh, you are so welcome, sweet girl.
Second, please.
Just kidding.
Yeah, right? Well, it's interesting how birds are. When they talk like what we would describe as talking over each other. But that's how they talk. So if I open my mouth or you open your mouth, that's their time to go, beep, 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 beep. You know? So Charles says, let me know if I can help with sales and marketing on how to get health care. We will do that. And Zelda says, happy birthday, Zelda. Thank you, Zelda. Thank you, Charles. Thank you, Chris. Where were we? Oh, we're hearing Fagala. Damn. Okay, what else do you want to say about self? She's now just hearing the title of the show, which is just self-care is not selfish. She says, if you really want to serve, just learn how to serve your own needs first so that you are cognizant to ask the questions and conscious enough to ask the questions to serve somebody else. Because otherwise, you're serving an idea of what you think they want versus what they really want, and it's a waste of time and energy. Love you. She needs her own show, doesn't she, Michelle?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, my God.
Although she thinks this is her show, so.
Yeah. To get her own. Yeah. So it's going to say Reverend Jody Susan Calhoun and Fagala.
Duh.
Sorry. Got it now. We got it now. We got it now. We can hear your name in the... Woo! Just don't put that finger on. I'm going to bite it.
Uh-huh.
Do I have everything? Or... Of course I don't. Okay. You know we got 5 minutes left in the show, and we got a couple more minutes to talk here. I know. Okay, what else do you want to say? Okay, we were just going to do that. She wants us to share other ways to support self-care. So for me, it's I like doing the bash as well. I like doing reading. I like watching YouTube. Love watching, like, Joe Dispenza, Dr. John D. Martini, Michelle Froge. Oh, yes, they are. I really like to fuel myself with knowledge, but as much as I like to do that, I also like to be quiet and just go for those walks. So I will say know where you're at the moment in time and fuel your body with what it needs at that point in time. And Fagala is saying, get out of routine. Get out of routine. So stop putting that. Okay, just wait. Stop putting the expectation that you have that self-care looks the same every single day. You are uniquely different. Oh, shushy, honey. I can hear you. Okay? So what else do you got? Oh, stop, please.
Yeah, I love that. I love to read. I also like Audible books. That's a really good point that, you know, a lot of times if I'm in the car, driving for a longer period of time, you know, an hour or more, I will listen to Audible books a lot. But there are times that, like, I'll put the Audible book on and then within the first few minutes, I realized I really haven't heard anything that was being said, and it's because I actually just need silence. And so I will turn it off and just sit in silence, and that's what I need in the moment. I do enjoy, you know, sometimes getting outside of my typical, just like you said, typical routine, but getting outside of my typical environment. Mm-hmm. So even if that just means, you know, driving to a different area and going to a coffee shop, you know, getting some tea or something. I like to sit there. I found this really sweet coffee shop, and they hire a lot of employees with like Down syndrome and stuff like that. And bless you.
Thank you. I'm sneezing on the truth.
I will, you know, I'll go and get some tea, and I'll just sit there with my journal. And I do like to watch interaction. We are learners of people,
mm-hmm.
and so sometimes just watching people interact and seeing the people come in and seeing the employees interact with the people, like it is so heartwarming to me. And sometimes that's what I need, because maybe I need a shift in perspective and I didn't even know it.
Right. Just sneezing out the truth.
You know, maybe I'm supposed to be there at the grocery store, or like for instance, I was like, oh, I'm gonna go in this place down here, and I'm gonna get a piece of pizza. I was by myself. I could have very easily taken the pizza and gone home. It was right down the street. But I went and I sat there. I just felt like, oh, I'm going to sit here by myself. I'm not going to look at my phone. I'm just going to sit there and enjoy my piece of pizza. As I was sitting there, this woman came in and she mentioned, I was wearing a different pendant than what I have on today, but usually it's a crystal of some sort. And she mentioned it. And we got in a conversation. And, you know, when we go do those things that we feel led to do, that somehow we say, oh, this could be selfish. I should just go do this. I have so much to do at home. But we choose to stay and just focus on ourselves for a few moments.
Yeah.
If we don't do that, we might miss out on a beautiful interaction that not only did you yourself need, but that other person needed, and in turn, that's actually serving others. So when we think we're being selfish, we might actually be serving someone else too. So that's just something to think about as well.
I totally agree. Perfectly said. I mean, even the other day, we stayed at this hotel, and on the way out, I just wanted to take a couple extra minutes to meditate upstairs in the hotel room before I met Andrew down by the car. And, of course, that was divine timing, because then when I did come down, the hotel manager needed to pray daily because there's a lot of tough energy this weekend. And so I was able to take care of myself, because really what I needed to do is go down at that particular time to help that other person release energy, you know. And so
beautiful.
We just have to listen. We have to listen to our inner self and know that we can fill our own cup and fill someone else's cup simultaneously.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we were not able to take live phone calls today. I see a hand was up, but I apologize for that, and I thank you in advance for understanding. We're really grateful that everyone has shown up. First of all, 90% of life has shown up, right? And we're grateful that you show up. And we're grateful that you participate and engage, because really when I think about my show, when I bring on my amazing guests like Michelle, and you know, next week I have Dr. Sound, which I really want everybody to show up for this show. Michelle, I want you to show up for this show. This is crazy. So we have Dr. Sound, which is Michael Murphy Burke, who was given a death sentence. They said his heart was not repairable. So, of course, he took February 14th because his heart was not repairable. He sold his house, sold his car, put him in hospice, and then gave him, like, you know, weeks to live or whatever. And so he's on the show because, you know, we got his car back, got his house back. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Did I mention that we got his heart back? We got his heart back. It was repairable. The doctors were incorrect, misguided. And he's going to share his story about how he did that and reclaimed his health and really did it, like, in about 30 to, you know, he did the whole process, took I think around almost 90 days. He's out of hospice, working, you know. No surgery. Prayer. So I invite you all to come back next week. If you can't come back live for the show, at least catch the replay. It's going to be part replay. I'm looking to hear the other side of it, right? So
yeah.
Right? So, anything else you want to add before we say goodbye to everybody?
I don't think so. I think we've covered everything. I'm complete.
I am too. And just so you guys know, to my left is my bed. That's where I'll be until 8 p.m. tonight when we start the next.
You're just going to roll over. You're going to press stop and just roll on over.
Pretty much. So thank you, everybody. I'm going to end it on Podbean right now. And typically I even do my exit video. That's not happening.